This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is proud of the manner in which the multi-party delegations presented India's views in various countries on the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Yesterday evening, Prime Minister hosted the members of the multi-party delegations comprising parliamentarians and former diplomats who travelled to 33 world capitals over the past few weeks. In social media posts, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. He added that the country is proud of the manner in which they put forward India's voice. The prestigious Axiom 4 AX4 mission is scheduled to be launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center this evening. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland, and Hungary to the International Space Station ISS for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit, LEO. The four astronauts on the Axiom 4 AX4 mission are Subhanshu Shukla from India, Slavoj Uznanski from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary, and Peggy Whitson from the US. The astronauts will spend about 2 weeks on the space station, where they will conduct microgravity research, technology demonstrations, and outreach events. The astronauts will carry out under 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has set a target of 3 lakh crore rupees defence production by 2029. Addressing an event on the topic National Security and Terrorism organised in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, he said that the country's exports in the sector will reach 50,000 crore by that time. The defence minister underlined that the annual defence production, which was around 40,000 crore rupees in 2014, has crossed the record figure of 1.30 lakh crore rupees. He further added that government has set a target of 1.75 lakh crore defence production by this year. The minister said the defence exports have skyrocketed to 23,622 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, and made in India defence products are being exported to nearly 100 countries. Delhi government has approved the Delhi School Education Transparency in Fixation and Regulation of Fees Ordinance 2025 to regulate arbitrary fee hikes by private schools in national capital. It will give major relief to lakhs of students studying in private schools and their parents in the city. This was informed by City Education Minister Ashish Sood while addressing the media. He added that after the president's assent, the ordinance will come into effect retrospectively from April this year.
लगातार बड़े बड़े स्कूल जो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बच्चों के साथ कर रहे थे वो सब आज अंत हो गया. आज का दिन दिल्ली की जनता के लिए एक सुनहरा दिन है जब दिल्ली की मुख्यमंत्री उनके नेतृत्व उनकी अध्यक्षता में कैबिनेट ने दिल्ली स्कूल एजुकेशन ट्रांसपेरेंसी इन फिक्सेशन बिल को अध्यादेश के रूप में जारी करने का प्रस्ताव पारित किया है.
Over 50,000 organizations from across the nation have registered to host Yoga Sangam, scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month, which is a new benchmark for collective participation. The Ministry of Ayush, in its statement, said that Rajasthan has emerged as the front runner with an impressive more than 11,000 organizations yesterday for Yoga Sangam 2025, the highest among all states. Indian football team suffered a 0-1 defeat to host Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier match yesterday. India suffered a painful 0-1 defeat to Hong Kong after Vishal Keth conceded a stoppage time penalty. And that is the end of the news bulletin.